Welcome to the Royal Rangers Podcast, your official source for the latest news and information concerning the ministry of Royal Rangers. Whether you're a parent, pastor, Royal Rangers leader, or a church leader seeking ideas for building an effective ministry to boys, this podcast is for you. So let's get started as we explore new ways to mentor boys into Christ-like manhood through the adventure of Royal Rangers. Well, welcome back to the National Royal Ranger Podcast. I'm your host, Rob, and I'm excited as we continue to talk about all things Royal Rangers. Maybe today you're listening for the first time, and we just want to say welcome to the podcast. You know, if you haven't listened to the other episodes, you're in for a treat today as we talk about our national camps. And if you haven't listened to the other ones, go back, download them. There are some amazing podcasts about stories, about Royal Rangers, about new upcoming changes. There is just so much that's happening, and we're looking forward to 2021 and some amazing podcasts coming in the future. Like I said, today we're going to be talking about training. I have back with us our National Training Coordinator, David Morrison, back with us today. Welcome, David.
Thanks, Rob. It's always a pleasure to be here.
We're glad to have you here with us today. Well, today we're going to, like I said, we're talking about training. And, you know, in Rangers, we love learning to be better lead our boys and our other leaders. And maybe you have heard as a leader, you've heard about the national camps. Well, or maybe you haven't. You know, for many of us, we go through Ranger Basics or Essentials or the new Foundations. And by the way, that's a little bit of a plug for Foundations. If you haven't taken Foundations yet, you need to go on and take that. It's an amazing training. I went through it already myself, and you're going to really enjoy it. Every leader that I have done that have talked to, they've really enjoyed Foundations. But there's many other trainings out there, these national training camps. And the first question I'll pose to you, David, what, for a local leader who's gone through Basics and Foundations, what's the benefit to go to these national trainings? We're local commanders. Why do these national training camps, which we'll go into more detail, why would they benefit me as a local leader?
Well, Rob, good question, and I apologize if I've said this in a prior podcast, but I'm a firm believer in always learning something. And national camps provide the opportunity to learn something new. That's the first thing that comes to my mind. The second thing is the camaraderie. It's hard to describe the friendships that are forged at a national training camp. The men who have experienced that freak storm, but yet they went and created the best, most tasty meal over a campfire and these are the type of things that those stories last for years and years. Another reason is the opportunity to be with instructors that are in the top of their field. We try real hard to have our instructors whatever they're teaching at a training camp, that they're the top of their field. So you're getting to get a taste or being taught by the best of the best. It's another chance to advance for our leaders who, they did Foundations and then they did Essentials or later, you know, when it becomes mentoring and they're like, what else? Well, another chance to advance. And did I mention the making new friends? Making new friends who care about evangelizing, equipping, and empowering the next generation of Christ-like servant leaders as much as you do.
What are some of the national training camps? You know, maybe you've been in Royal Rangers for a long time, and you remember maybe the old camp that was called NTC, National Training Camp. But there are some current ones that we offer. NRMC, maybe you've heard of that one, NEEC, WCO, World Class Outpost, National Academy, Advanced Academy, or JBEI, Johnny Barnes Excellent Initiative. David, could you spend a few moments and maybe talking about just a brief overview about those camps and really what they're designed for and how they could benefit the local leader?
Sure. Well, let's start with the NRMC, the National Ranger Ministry Camp. This provides instruction in doing exciting outpost activities. Each man gets introduced to the archery, art, air rifle, contemporary camping, computers, drama, music, team building, initiatives, trades, and Ranger Derby. Yeah, we seem to pack an awful lot into that time. This camp is geared towards men only, and it's for men who primarily work with discovery through expedition age boys. We have manhood sessions in the evening that, I'll be quite honest, I have never in all the years of being involved with this had anyone complain about the manhood sessions. Everybody always comes away super pumped and, you know, ready to take on the gates of hell with a water pistol.
I can honestly say I did NRMC about a year and a half, 2 years ago now. And it, you know, I've been to a lot of men's ministries camp, you know, and other camps over the years, but that hands down is probably the best, one of the best camps that I've ever been to. And if you're a Ranger leader, and have not been to NRMC, I really, really encourage you to make the most of every opportunity of going to one soon.
Excellent. So the next NEEC, the National Elementary Education Conference. Now, this isn't, we call it a conference because there's no camping involved. It's normally held at a local, like a district camp, but everybody stays in dorms, and it's men and women leaders. Now, I want to mention, when I say men and women leaders, that doesn't mean they have to be Ranger leaders. We've had plenty of girls ministries sponsors attend. We've had children's workers, Christian, you know, those who are involved in the Christian education of their church attend. This conference is targeted at the elementary age boys or age group of Ranger kids. And so this is a really just an awesome time, a good time of learning. Again, we, whereas in NRMC, we talked about things like archery and art and air rifle, at NEEC, they're talking about games and music and puppetry of, you know, how you can work with your boys to get them excited.
Well, next is going to be a world-class outpost. And I think that's probably one of the most offered conferences or camps or however we want to describe it that we offer all around, and those are happening all the time. How does that benefit the local leader, David?
Well, the cool thing about the WCO is we really encourage as many leaders as you can from your outpost to attend a WCO together. When you get there, you're encouraged. Sit by, you know, as an outpost, because during that conference or seminar, there's opportunities where there's instruction given, and then it's, okay, you as an outpost, talk about this. You know, how could you make better plans? How could you do this or that? And it's a really good time, a lot of great instruction. The title, World Class Outpost, the idea is, what can we do to make our outposts even better to achieve more boys more effectively than ever?
Yeah, because, you know, you're not wanting to be the status quo. You're wanting to continue to grow, continue to go towards excellence. We're not going to be perfect, but we want to continue to move forward, be world class.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Now, we did a lot of emphasis on social media not too long ago about these two camps. And I love these two camps. I got to participate in one of these just recently, National Academy and Advanced Academy. What can we say about these camps, David?
Well, there's an awful lot to say. Let me just start by saying that you're a leader. You've advanced. You did your basics or your foundations, and then your essentials or mentoring. And you've attended NRMC. You've progressed all the way through the outpost leaders advancement levels. You've completed advanced, and now you're like, you know what? I'd really, really like to be on staff at an NRMC. So National Academy is the opportunity for leaders to attend and to become future staff members at national training events.
And a lot of these, particularly these two camps, National Academy and Advanced Academy, traditionally they're held at the Johnny Barnes at Camp Eagle Rock, correct?
Correct,
yeah. Yes. And if you've never been to Camp Eagle Rock and had that opportunity, it's a great place to go. I know many of you, your local commanders, you have been to Camp-O-Rama, but it's a little bit different going there without all the boys, all the big advice that we have for Camparama, going there and learning to become a trainer. It's a great experience to be able to learn that. And the last one we have here is JBEI. Could you give us some detailed information about that one, please?
Yeah, JBEI stands for Johnny Barnes Excellence Initiative. This seminar is targeted for the organizational leaders and to stretch you and your leadership team. The idea is that to be able to challenge and embrace new leadership behaviors and ideas. This is the only conference we have that we actually ask our men to attend every 5 years. And the idea is in attending every 5 years that when, you know, I attended in 2015 and it comes up and I can attend in 2020, I can guarantee things have changed between 2015 and 2020. And it's an opportunity to just find out what's new. Maybe I didn't, you know, I didn't catch that Rangers Now article, but I can attend the JBEI with my other organizational leaders. Now, I want to preface that I say it's targeted to organizational leaders. Outpost leaders are more than welcome to attend, but it's one of those things that they're targeting. So you know how that is. You go to a conference that's targeted at one thing. If you're not that thing, you might go, well, gee, I don't know if that benefited me. I believe it does, but that's pretty much JBEI in a nutshell.
Now, I didn't have this on the questions we were going to go through, but let me ask this question. You've mentioned organizational leaders, and maybe there's a Ranger commander that's listening, and they're an outpost commander. They don't know the definition. What's an organizational leader? Can you maybe just describe that so they can have a better context? We won't go into too much in OLT and everything, but just what's an organizational leader so they kind of have a bigger context of how that's represented in Rangers?
Absolutely. Honestly, the way I just kind of break it down very simply is anything above the outpost level. So depending on your district or network, your district or network is broken up into, traditionally they're called sections or areas. And you'll have area commanders or sectional commanders and their staff. And then it goes on to district, and district goes to regional. So anything above the outpost leader level is what becomes an organizational leader.
Okay. And so if, like you said, so JBEI and some of these upper level ones like National Academy and Advanced Academy, sometimes they're going to be more targeted for organizational leader in most cases.
Yeah, but we could have leaders that attend National Academy. Let's say you have that passion. We have men that are incredible, mm-hmm. you know, discovery, group leaders, but they just happen to love the idea of going to NRMC and staffing on the air rifle.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, David, we've mentioned all these different camps and, you know, these are all great, but maybe you could tell a story or two from about one of these camps, maybe about yourself or maybe a trainee that you were working with or saw or heard from, and how it helped him and maybe turned his outpost around after taking one of these camps.
Sure. I don't know if I could say it turned the outpost around, but the outpost I came from, our outpost coordinator attended his NRMC. Now, keep in mind, he had been in Rangers already somewhere in the neighborhood of 20, 25 years. He had attended like NTC, the old training. But he said, hey, I want to learn something new. He attended the NRMC. And I had mentioned earlier that, you know, they're introduced to fun activities that maybe some of our leaders haven't been exposed to. It's kind of funny that we'll have an NRMC and we'll have men say, I've never shot bow and arrow. I've never fired an air rifle. You know, those type. I never took the time to make a bolo in the arts class. But anyhow, he went, he thoroughly enjoyed it. He so enjoyed the archery aspect, realizing how that could continue to get our boys excited. When he came back, it wasn't too long after that, we were outfitted with a full archery set, and the boys have enjoyed it ever since.
Awesome.
Another quick instance I can give, and it's mine. When way back when I started, it was during the Leadership Training Academy before today's Rangers Ministry Academy. I went through and I earned my blue and white and red and white ribbons, and someone said, there's this NTC thing. And so I went to NTC, and at NTC, before that, I was kind of just, going with the flow. Mm-hmm. I was kind of a leader. It just, you know, kind of showed up. At NTC, my fuse got lit, and I came back a different person. And I have heard those stories time and time again from our men who attend an NRMC, and whether it's from a manhood session or a council fire, who say their lives are changed and they're going back a better leader, a better father, a better husband.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, let me ask this. So I'm a local commander at my outpost, or I have other leaders who want to see what's available in my area. They're hearing about these trainings, maybe NRMC or NEEC, or maybe there's just a WCO they want to take, or maybe the other ones. Where's the best place to go to find a list of all these national camps and conferences and to be able to register them?
Sure. The best, really say only, and when I say only, a lot of the districts will put what national training events are happening within their district. And that's great. If you like going to your district website, go there. However, if you go to the national website, royalrangers.com/training/events, and that will take you to all of the national training events, all the ones we just talked about, NRMC, NEEC, JBEI, National Academy, WCO, etc. It'll show you all the locations. It will provide you the what we call the discount deadline date. And you can, at a glance, be able to see, oh, there's a WCO, but hey, there's one in, you know, Joplin, Missouri, and that's close to some family. I could go to that one, and my wife and kids could go visit family.
Well, let me, kind of a last question. Maybe you're looking at the list and you're seeing that there aren't any, you know, camps or conferences coming up soon in your area. And what would be the best way to be able to have them happen in the future? You're looking at your outpost, you're looking at your area, your section, and you're like, we want to do this. We want to get this, make these camps happen in the future. What's the best way to get those on the calendar, on the schedule in the future?
Okay, that's kind of a multi-part answer, and I'll try to be as brief and concise
sure,
as possible.
Sure, no, I understand.
Number one, I would say contact your district training coordinator. If you're like, man, I'd love to have a WCO in my area. Maybe your job is such that you can't get off work. You know, you would need to attend locally, whatever the circumstances. Get a hold of your district training coordinator. Find out what's on their... every region has a 5-year training plan, and the regional training coordinator works with the district training coordinators, and they, as a group, develop this 5-year training plan. And so in that, depending on the size of the region, I know some regions, they alternate the NRMC and the NEEC every other year. You know, in 2020, we'll try to do an NRMC, 2021, NEEC, et cetera. And because of population density, popularity, venue availability, those camps may stay in a certain area within the region, or they may move around within the region. But I would contact your district training coordinator and just find out what's on tap. Maybe you know of a camp that would be a great place that they're not aware of. And so that would just be an awesome find for them. Now, I want to warn you, our training schedule is April 1st to March 31st. So if you go on our website right now that we just talked about, all of the national trainings from now through March 31st, 2022 are already listed. So if you're thinking, hey, I'd love to have an NRMC at my local campground or my local district camp, to mention it today, you know, you can't expect it to show up in a month. There's a process that has to be followed in terms of approvals. But if you're one of those guys that you like to think ahead, No time like the present to get with your district training coordinator and say, I'd really like for us to look at this camp on, you know, at this location in, you know, June of 2022 or what have you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing wrong in thinking ahead and planning ahead for the future, because we want to see every district, every region continue to grow, continue to advance in their training, and to see ultimately to see more boys come to Jesus through Rangers. David, before we finish, is there any last things you want to just mention about these camps or training in general?
Sure. One of the things, and for those of you that read my quarterly training updates on the Rangers Now official newsletter, I know I sound like a broken record, but I am almost in every article saying, if you're interested in a camp, go ahead and register. There's no risk. If the camp gets canceled for some reason, gets postponed, you lose nothing. We contact you, we say, would you like a refund or would you like to transfer to another camp? And oftentimes we'll get men who say, okay, what's available? Okay, I want to go to that one. But the reason I bring this up is, just like in the rest of the world, we have financial obligations. So a campground, a camp may be based on having a minimum number of trainees to be able to make the camp what we call a go. And so it's unfortunate when we hear a story, a camp gets canceled and then a leader goes, oh, that's too bad. I was going to sign up for that. Well, they could have been the one that tipped the scale and the camp became a go. So if you're looking at a camp, please go ahead and register. There's no risk. And then the other thing I would just say is, like I said at the beginning, I'm a little bit of a training geek or nerd, in that I just love the idea of going and learning something new, the camaraderie, the relationships you build with men is just, it's hard to describe, quite honestly.
Yeah, it really is. It's very hard to describe because it's just amazing. And I, walking away from NRMC, like I said at the beginning, you will come away a life-changing moment as God and the Holy Spirit just speaks to you in those moments that we have. So it's very, very cool. Well, David, thanks so much for spending the time and talking with us about the national camps. And like we both of us have said, if you're thinking about the camps, sign up for them, talk to your friends. We want to see every one of them happen. We don't want to cancel any one of the camps due to people not signing up. We want to make every one of them happen and look forward to having many, many more in the future. Thanks for your time, David.
Oh, thank you for having me, Rob. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Well, thanks for listening to the Ranger podcast. Hey, we want to encourage you. Keep sending us your information and stories about what you want to see in the future. We love to hear from you, and we look forward to hearing you next time on the Ranger podcast. You've been listening to the Royal Rangers podcast, your official source for the latest news and information concerning the ministry of Royal Rangers. To learn more about Royal Rangers, visit us online at royalrangers.com or contact us at rangers@ag.org. Join us again next week as we explore new ways to mentor boys into Christ-like manhood through the ministry of Royal Rangers.